All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen, brother, I love all of these dudes who I'm talking about as men, but when you're talking about a character, 95% of people who rap about having killed somebody have never killed nobody, bro.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
So they're all characters.
No, they're not all characters. Some of them are mascots. Some of them are part of the team, just not on the court.
She was in the studio with Future, and she was mad at him because Future looked at her and said, "Nikki, it's crazy that people think I do all these hard drugs and everything just because I be rapping about, you know, doing them. But in real life, I'm a lightweight. I don't do that stuff." World died of a, you know how Juice World died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't get shot.
Overdose. Yeah.
You know who he said inspired him to start doing drugs? Go ahead. So you
Future.
Just, there you go.
But here's the, and let's deal with these separately.
And it's different if it's like, but if Future is like, yo, but I'm really living like that. But Future is telling me.
Well, let's deal with
them
separately, because again, context is important. Where I come from, and me and Nicki Minaj are not dating or not nothing.
She married. Y'all better not be dating.
Yeah. So what I look like telling her I'm on all these drugs, if I am on them? It's my job to tell her, I don't really get out like that. Like, nah, them niggas tripping. I don't really get out like that. So why she want to know my business that I'm strung out on Lord tabs and shit? I ain't telling her that. If I'm strung out on lean and all this Nicki Minaj, I ain't telling her that. I don't want to concede to the rapping about killing, because I'm still waiting on the example of smoking on such and such. Because I don't know of any big rapper that's blatantly coming out saying smoking on such and such. That doesn't happen.
So does it make
what that happens is the subculture of rap where these guys are doing this drilling thing that's trying to break into rap. But I don't know of any mainstream artist that's right now today coming out saying smoking on such and such.
But what they are doing, Loon, is mainstream artists that are huge that are still glorifying killing in their music. Absolutely. They might not be saying the smoking stuff.
So when killing can happen in self-defense.
So for the past few months, there's been all of this talk about, oh, D1, you know, calling. D1 went on Sway's show on Sway in the Morning and calling out, you know, choosing to single out different rappers. Why did you choose to single them out?
For those of y'all who don't know what we're talking about, D1 went on Sway in the Morning and called out Meek Mill, Jim Jones, Rick Ross, and said we can do better.
That's it.
That they are positioning themselves as glorifying killing.
I can't wait to give Jim Jones a big old hug, bro. I can't wait, like, to hug him as my fellow brother. You know what I'm saying? Both children of God. I can't wait to give Ross and Meek and Joe Budden
But
hugs,
why would they want
to
hug you? But you reprimand me in the public. I don't hug
reprimand?
Those that reprimand. Yeah.
Nah, I don't reprimand this no man. Business. That ain't my place.
But this is business. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they would argue, that they want your place to do that.
So guess what? So if that's something to where it's seen, because me, I don't have malicious intentions, bro. I absolutely don't. I gain nothing from saying, yeah, I was able to say something about another person on a public platform. I gain nothing from that.
What would you say to people who say you weaponized the word?
When Joe Budden first brought my name up on his podcast, they called me a podcaster from New Orleans, right? Who's clout chasing and trying to get on by naming other rappers. That's no journalistic integrity. That is like, man, that's you just exposed yourself. You heard me?
Now niggas want to loan me to death. Salute, Loan.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my man, Loan.
That's my man, too.
Both loans. Old loan, new loan, both loans.
Okay.
All ops must know it's up there and it's stuck there, nigga.
When it's up there, man, it's stuck there.
Shut up.
Yo, welcome to It's Up There Podcast. I am your active and attractive host, Big Loon, for another episode of the Fastest Growing Podcast in the market right now. Vibration high on this side every single time. If you are watching this, I would advise you to head to patreon.com. That's where the vibes are. Salute to all my people on Patreon. Y'all keep this thing afloat. For those of y'all who know me, y'all know I don't like to talk to everybody. I'm not available or willing to speak with everyone. But there's people in this culture that I believe we need to share the stage with in order for us to build. Today we got someone that's been making waves in this industry, stands on principle, stands on what he believes in. Today we're going to have a really, really, really monumental conversation with D1. What's going on, my brother?
What's good?
Just chilling, bro. How you?
Appreciate you for having me. I heard you say active and attractive,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
So you just... You just jump out there like that?
I just
how you know the people think you attract?
They don't
bro?
Got to.
They don't matter
you know
what they
say. It's self-interest.
It's self-interest. Confidence,
yeah, it's
huh?
self-interest, bro. Like, you got to believe it to achieve it. They
believe
told me
that
when I was little.
Believe that. I feel that. All jokes aside, brother, I'm happy to be here.
Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. We gonna build, man. You've been someone that I've watched from afar. Mm. Did a lot in this game. Tell me, you was telling me about you teach. For people who don't know you, that may run across this video for whatever reason, explain to them who you are and what you do.
Yeah, bro, so I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. I graduated college 2 months before graduation. I was a victim of an armed robbery, a really well-known person in the city of Baton Rouge. It was a misunderstanding, something I totally wasn't a part of, and some of their homies came, ran up on me and my partner, put a gun to my head, thinking we, you know, broke into one of their cars type stuff. So I'm sitting there with a gun on my temple, mm-hmm. thinking my life about to end, like for real. And I made it through that ordeal by the grace of God, but that totally shook me up. I don't know how long I got here in a real way. So mm-hmm. I gotta make my life count, and I'm putting impact over income. You hear me?
Mm.
That became the motto, impact over income, straight up. So that led me to wanna make impact with the youth, you hear me? I became a middle school teacher, fresh out of graduating. I got a business degree and I got a business mind, but I got a heart for the youth. So I'm teaching middle school in Baton Rouge. I was Fredo Bang's teacher.
Shout out to Fredo.
Yeah, I was G Money's teacher.
That's dope.
Rest in peace,
yeah,
G Money.
Rest in peace,
you know
G Money.
Yeah, I taught at the same school, my man TC. I don't know if you know TC.
Yeah, Le Tech.
Yeah, my man Joe Scott. Like, it was so much talent in that school at that time, and nobody would have known, you know, what that was all gonna blossom into, but I'm a lot of these dudes' teachers. So I'm doing that, teaching by day, rap hustling by night. You know, I'm Clark Kent and Superman. As soon as I get out the classroom being a math and a life skills teacher, I'm in the clubs, I'm with Boosie, I'm with Kevin Gates, I'm in Baton Rouge, and although my music is different and I'm more on some J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Nas, if Nas was a hot boy, you know, type of vibe. It's like I'm in the same spots that they in, because that's the only scene to really come up in, you know? I'm in the club, I'm crossing paths with people like Nussie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nussie, rest in peace.
Yeah.
So this is happening at the time, bro. The rap career, I'm making a name for myself locally, but that's about it, you know what I'm saying, locally. So while I'm teaching, man, I'm seeing how much my students, they getting Boosie fades, you heard me? So they coming in class dressing like Boosie. They talking like Gates, you know what I mean? This in Baton Rouge at the time.
Right.
I'm seeing this happen. And the day that Nussie got killed, I was supposed to do a song with him. It was going to be on my debut album called David and Goliath, right? A song called I Hate Money. Nussie got killed. My students ran in and told me that Nussie had got killed. And I'm like, man, what? I just was texting this dude, you know what I mean? So I ended up putting Gates on the song instead, right? So me and Gates, you know, basically same generation. So
yeah,
we knew each other and everything. And I believe Gates' girl, Dreka, I believe she went to LSU, where I graduated from, right? So I think we had probably crossed paths, knew each other. So put Gates on the song. I put this album out independently. And while I was putting my album together, man, two things happened. One of my students come in class one day with a tattoo, you heard me, on his arm, and the tattoo said M.O.B. You know M.O.B., money over, bam. So I look at him, I'm like, man, what made you get this tattoo, bro? You know what this stand for, right? He had no idea what it stood for. And I was like, well, why did you get it?
He didn't know what the M.O.B. stood for?
He didn't know what M.O.B. stood for.
Yeah, okay.
But Lil Wayne got that tatted on his chest, and Lil Wayne was his favorite rapper, you heard me? So, bro, I got goosebumps telling the story because it really clicked to me, like, man, rap music is really impacting the youth. In addition to my best friend just got killed, you heard me, my boy Carl from New Orleans. So we grew up in New Orleans. We wanted to be like the Hot Boys, right? The difference is we listening to them, we listening to No Limit, Cash Money, but I got structure in my household that's making me afraid to bring that Hot Boy activity back home, you feel me? With somebody like Carl, same thing. He got loving parents and everything, but some people just, they wasn't afraid to all the way jump off the porch and start living their life, right? Not really like that, man. We went to magnet school, man. We went to magnet school. We was smart, you heard me?
Yeah.
We was smart. We was studious. We was just fun-loving dudes. This man was in movies, commercials, all this, but I seen them start living their life. Carl got killed, right? Right after I graduated college. All of these things, Loon, made me say, bro, the impact that I want to make, I'm making it on a small scale in this classroom. But if I could have the same heart that I got as a teacher, but had a platform of a successful rapper, that would be a life worth living. So I was like, I'm going to jump off the porch metaphorically and get out there and try to pop this thing off. Never got paid for a show before, never got paid for a feature, you heard me? Never made a dime off of music, giving out my mixtapes for free at the time. Living off my savings from making $39,000 a year as a teacher. I taught for 2 years, and I jumped out there. Man, I'm going to take a chance on me, you heard me? If I ain't willing to jump out there behind my dreams, how can I expect anybody else to believe in me?
Right.
Jumped out there, about a year and a half, it was rough, you heard me, for about a year and a half. Then I put out a song that I wrote back when I was a teacher called J50 and Weezy, song where I'm addressing Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Lil Wayne. This 2010 we talking about. But
that's why, I think that's what is interesting, is that you have strong opinions about rappers and rap, but you are a rapper.
There you go.
Right.
So that makes some people uncomfortable.
Right.
But to me, that makes me qualified and authentic to have this opinion, because I do this. I do what y'all do. I know what it's like. You hear me? On right. every level, because I'm really an artist.
Right.
So I put J50 and Weezy video out a year and a half after I shot the song. So if an artist is listening to this, when you make a song and you feel like, man, this one of them ones, even if it don't pop off when you first put it out, if you ain't shot no visual to it, if you ain't really put, you know, that real push behind it, man, trust your gut, man. Don't give up on that song.
Yeah.
Put that video out. Within a week, that was my first experience going viral on YouTube. Within a week, Universal Records, Sylvia Rhone calling my phone, Grand Hustle, Jason Jeter calling my phone, wanting to manage me. People, my life changed. I'm on right. MTV Jams. You heard me?
That's dope.
Not a local rapper.
Right.
Anymore.
Yeah. So when you did that, was that your big? Do you think that was a big break? What's your big break looking over your career? What would you say your big?
It's
break
multiple.
Was?
The first big break was. Being in New Orleans in a place that's known for murder and Mardi Gras, but being like, man, I'm standing on kingdom business, you heard me? I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna be cool with everybody in this rap scene, but I'm not finna fall into the trap that the industry set for us and keep glorifying killing our people and glorifying selling dope.
Do you think it's glorifying or do you think it's documenting?
So there's a difference between narration and glorification.
Right.
I'm very well versed on what narration is, because that's what some of my favorite rappers do. That's what Nas does very well, in my opinion. Narrating what it's like growing up in the streets, growing up in the hood, and what you saw and what you were exposed to and the impact that had on you. Glorification is first person. I'm holding the gun, you heard me? And I'm finna walk down on you. I'm finna.
Well, narration can be from first person.
Narration should be from first person.
Yeah, so when you say that, So when you say glorification is from first person, I would say narration comes from first person.
So they both come from first person, but the difference is glorification is making it like, yo, this is something I want to do, and this is something that I'm celebrating what I'm about to do. I'm bragging on this. I'm treating this like this a victory. I'm not talking about anybody I shot with remorse. I'm not sitting here saying, damn, man. I got caught up and I was paranoid, I was nervous, I was fearing for my life and I had to do this or whatever. It's sitting here like, man, I killed you and I'm bragging about it. I'm smoking on you right now. That's glorification. That's
I don't know what big rappers do that though.
What big rap, bro, you gotta be kidding me, bro.
What big rappers
that
say I'm smoking
murder?
No. Specifically, I'm smoking on such and such.
Man, what? Bro.
Big is relative.
I know you're not being serious right now.
No, I'm being 100% serious.
I know you're not being serious.
I'm being 100%. Name some. I'm waiting on you. Give me some examples.
Come on, bro. What big rappers don't glorify murder?
No.
How about
again, you're moving the goalposts. I'm telling you, give me smoking on such and such from a big rapper.
Now, keep in mind, if we want to get technical, saying I'm smoking on this pack and all that.
Well, we got to deal with these things technically.
No, I'm saying that's new slang and terminology in the culture.
Right.
When I was growing up, when we was first coming up, it wasn't talking about it like that. But look at who I listen to, the Hot Boys. And I love Turk. Turk is my man, you heard me? Juvenile is my man. We got songs together, you heard me? Manny Fresh is my brother in real life. I almost signed to YMCMB. I done dealt with Baby and Slim before, you know what I mean? Them dudes done, like, literally showed me real love.
Right.
With all that being said, me and Wayne never directly dealt with each other, but that was the biggest influence on me growing up was Lil Wayne. You feel me? The biggest influence. BG. I'm happy BG home.
I would argue Wayne is a character.
Bro, listen, brother. I love all of these dudes who I'm talking about as men, but when you talk about a character, 95% of people who rap about having killed somebody have never killed nobody, bro.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
So they're all characters.
Perspective. No, they're not all characters. Some of them are mascots. Some of them are part of the team, just not on the...
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Court. Right?
If you're rapping about killing somebody and you never killed nobody, you're a character.
Well, again, I think people sometimes, I don't want to concede to the rapping about killing, because I'm still waiting on the example of smoking on such and such. Because I don't know of any big rapper that's blatantly coming out saying smoking on such and such. That doesn't happen.
So does it make,
what that happens is the subculture of rap, where these guys are doing this drilling thing that's trying to break into rap. But they'll also stop that as soon as they get through and they're told to, if they're told to. Not saying they are told to, but I don't know of any mainstream artist that's right now today coming out saying smoking on such and such.
But what they are doing, Loon, is mainstream artists that are huge that are still glorifying killing in their music. Absolutely. They might not be saying the smoking stuff.
So when killing can happen in self-defense.
But it's not being put in that type of context. Like,
okay, give me some. Let's deal with examples, because when we cast this wide net, we can move this thing around, but we can't never corner the conversation. So I want to deal with something someone said that rubbed you in a way that said, I didn't appreciate that.
Bro, so for the past few months, there's been all of this talk about, oh, D1, you know, calling. D1 went on Sway's show on Sway in the Morning and calling out, you know, choosing to single out different rappers. Why did you choose to single them out? Do you have an issue with them? It's like, no, I don't have an issue with these rappers.
And for those of y'all who don't know what we're talking about, D1 went on Sway in the Morning and called out Meek Mill, Jim Jones, Rick Ross, and said we can do better.
That's it.
That they are positioning themselves as glorifying killing for people that don't have context.
And when that happens, I'm like, I love these dudes in a genuine way. And people will say, well, if you love somebody, you wouldn't call them out or you wouldn't bring light to this. My thing has been like, no, I genuinely do. Bro, in my suitcase over there, you heard me? Because I'm going to be flying out a little later. In my suitcase, I got Meek Mill shoes in there. Like, that's what I hoop in, is his Puma shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like that's in there.
Right.
Man, I could quote you so many Rick Ross.
And Meek, my guy.
Jim
that's
Jones
my guy.
Yeah. Like, these are good dudes in so many ways. At this point, I'm sure everybody in the culture looks up to Rick Ross for his business acumen. Because you look at it like, man, this dude, he ain't never went diamond or nothing like that, you know, as far as music sales, but he has built such an empire and right. has the boss aura right. about him that's like, that's admirable. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about a Jim Jones and you talk about, man, this brother is loved and revered by his community, by Harlem, you know what I'm saying? And just a dude that people know, like, man, Jim Jones, he's solid. People know that. People will tell you that left and right across the industry, right? So I'm not unaware of these things at all. So when I'm saying that, it's just like, man, I could have said 50 more people, honestly. But we got this thing in the culture to where if you're speaking a truth that's uncomfortable, then the culture will try to say, oh, you're wrong for how you expressed it. Or they'll try to disqualify you from what you're saying on a technicality. Because deep down, the culture... And when I'm talking about the culture, I'm talking about the media, I'm talking about the fans. The culture is uncomfortable with, damn, you trying to challenge the status quo. And my thing is like, bro, we don't have to sit here and feel like we are prisoners of our persona. Because I have been in the studio, Loon. I don't know if you had this experience. I've been in the studio with rappers where we talking like this, how me and you talk off the mic, and then the engineer pull a track
into
up,
something.
And he go turn into a character in that booth, and he go kill 40 people in that verse, you hear me? And then he come back out the booth, and we get back to talking like everything normal.
Right.
But that music that he just made, when that go out there to the masses, millions of people are gonna consume that, bro. And we have been numbed and desensitized to where it's like, that ain't a problem. And if you speaking on it, you either hating on that rapper or you just a hater in general.
Right,
man.
But my thing would be in that moment, and I'll give you some pushback on that, is that you being who you are, when he comes out and exhibits that, then it's time to check it then, right? It's not time to leave the studio and then feel a way about that, right? If I see a rapper go in there and exhibit a behavior that I seem to be phony, right? If I say, damn, he just went in there, that ain't how he was just, that ain't. I tell you what I've seen, and this is a very well-known rapper that talks about killing all the time. I've seen them, every time they're around me, they're very respectful. They're never.
You don't want to say who?
I don't want to say who, because.
Why you want me to name all these rappers?
Because I don't stand on that. I don't. I know that this is entertainment. I look at these little niggas, dudes, like entertainers. They not killers, cause I know killers. I come from this, so I look. I know these little dudes is mascots.
So what's entertaining about glorifying killing our people?
No, it's documenting the scenarios that they've quote unquote been through or seen happen. So I'm saying that when I see a rap dude, most rappers, I don't view them and say, yo, he was like me. He was one of the guys that had something going on where he from. I tend to think that this new crop of rappers maybe, but there was a wave where I think like, I'm just looking at rappers like, no, this is entertainment. For me, in particular, I don't digested that way, but kids don't have that discernment.
Thank you.
Right, and so I understand that. But I wanna back up and I wanna deal with some particulars, because we talked about the 40 people that this rapper went in and killed mm-hmm. in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, one, check that then, you being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're D1. Mm-hmm. You got that voice and people respect you.
Oh, watch this. By the way, when this happened, this is 13 years ago when I'm still local rapper D1. And so, like, the confidence that I exude at this point, Loon, is because I know I'm up. You heard me? I know I'm in this game. My spot's right. Solidified. All the success and all that. And that confidence, bro, that's something to where I recognize that when you're in a position where you don't have the leverage and you desperate for a cosign from somebody, the last thing you're going to do is be like, hey, man, why are you in there lying, you know, in your raps? So,
but if you stand on principle, you won't.
Well, back then, I wasn't the man
right.
I am
but,
right now.
And also, do we give rappers that same leeway? And what I'm saying is, they may be conforming in the moment, trying to get out of their scenario, right? Meaning rapping about something that they may not live or they may not understand, trying to get out the scenario in the same instance that you were being quiet. But you kind of knew that this isn't cool what he's doing, but I got to suppress that because I don't have the confidence that I have now. Like Jay can talk about reprimanding rap and reprimanding drug dealing culture because it's like he is who he is.
Mm.
But coming up in it, I think he would find that more difficult.
No, I agree with you. So we on the same page about this. We on different pages about a lot of stuff, but this, we on the same page. That's why the OGs and the elders should be held to a different standard than the little youngins that's just coming up. First of all, their prefrontal cortex is still forming in their brain. They're literally still becoming like complete, you know, mentally.
Right.
So how much do you judge somebody who's still just trying to like figure out who they are and figure out their identity? They're still dealing with trauma in real time. They might be dealing with finally making some money for the first time in life, as opposed to, come on, man, we talking about OGs at this point. That's not something we should be comfortable with. And so I have said that we have a lot of what we call OGs in our culture who are really DGs, disappointing grown-ups. That's what they are, brother. That's what they are. And we have to find a way. See, I'm starting to catch myself as I say things to where, all right, D, if you say this, does it look like you have an issue with specific people? And it's like, no, bro, I can't wait to give Jim Jones a big old hug, bro. I can't wait, like, to hug him as my fellow brother, you know what I'm saying? Both children of God. I can't wait to give Ross and Meek and Joe Budden
But
hugs,
why would they
bro.
Wanna hug you?
Why would they? Because we are both children of God, man.
No, but you reprimand me in the public. I don't hug
reprimand?
Those that reprimand. Yeah.
Nah, I don't reprimand this no man. Business. That ain't my place.
But this is business. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they would argue, that they want your place to do that.
So guess what? So if that's something to where it's seen, because me, I don't have malicious intentions, bro. I absolutely don't. I gain nothing from saying, yeah, I was able to say something about another person on a public platform. I gain nothing from that. There's a back end to all this stuff. That back end is something to where you got to live with yourself at the end of the day. And what I'm ultimately always trying to do, Loon, is serve God and make God proud. So this ain't David when I'm here right now. You heard me? You're talking to D1. So David don't have this type of platform. D1 got this platform. Man, when I see artists do two things, bro. When I see artists who be on stage performing and they look like they're not into it, I'll be like, me and that person ain't cut from the same cloth. Because that's such a blessing to have an opportunity to perform your music that took you so much to make and mix and master and market. And now you got people wanting to pay to watch you perform. You better get them people a show. Same thing when you can speak on a platform that's going to be amplified, man. You got to say some stuff that people really need to hear. And sometimes for me, I put pressure on myself to be like, D, like, you gotta speak some uncomfortable truths about this culture, because if not, the industry has made it to where, man, we just gonna have y'all singing and dancing right to the grave. You heard me? How can we cry when Young Dolph, Nipsey Hussle, Takeoff die due to murders, but
we turn around and get in the car after attending the funeral and press play on music that's glorifying that same message that just had us crying because that person got
killed. See, that's why I think we're disagreeing on the glorifying of the message, because we still haven't identified any real time. Give me something that we can actually definitively say that this.
Who your favorite rapper? Who your
Lil Baby? Lil Baby, I fuck with Baby. Right now, this is a current, right? So I listen to really just really Baby. Fuck. That's really about it for me.
For real?
Yeah.
You don't listen to D1?
And I gotta get on D1.
Come on, man.
I gotta get on D1. I gotta get on D1. I'm talking about, like, you know, I'm a gangster. I'm gonna keep it real at all times. So in my playlist, it may be, I know I got Baby in there, and mostly slow shit, because I don't listen to music. Honestly, I listen to audiobooks all day long. That's all I do. Like,
to get the knowledge.
Right.
Why a dude that's from this culture, that didn't grow up in hip hop your whole life, for you to be in a space where you like, man, I don't listen to the same thing that poured into me for so long, but currently I don't listen to it. Why not?
Because I was looking at the Super Bowl. Now I'm in the Super Bowl, so I'm in this industry, and I don't waste time with being a part of the crowd. I'm actually on the field, so I got to contribute to the game now instead of just taking and listening to the music and being a consumer. I'm now pouring into the game instead of the game pouring into me.
Okay.
So I got enough from the game to be able to now pour into the game.
So with that being said, we saying the same thing, because it's hard for me to listen to a bunch of new music, you know what I mean? But we saying the same thing with different mindsets behind it. For me, it's because if I feel like I have outgrown the artists on a mental level that I enjoy listening to, I can still acknowledge your talent. But I can also acknowledge, like, it's not feeding me the way David need to be fed mentally at this stage of my life. You know what I mean? So with that being said, bro, I just look at it like so now I went from being a middle school teacher to being a college professor. You know, in addition, still a full-time rapper. Like, just dropped my 11th album, From the Hood to Harvard. Y'all go get that out right now.
Go get that.
But I'm teaching a college course at Tufts University called The Intersection of Hip-Hop and Social Change. So now I'm teaching students about the role they play as consumers, because you got way more fans than you got rappers in this world. And the consumers, if you really want to see something different, you have the power to say, we tired of hearing that glorified in our music. You know who don't play? Homosexuals.
You keep
and
saying
Jews.
Glorified, though. What? Give me some examples of this glorification.
Bro.
And see, that's what I'm saying. We got to be specific and this is a double-headed question.
You know, everybody watching this right now, and they're like, Loon, like, we clearly could just press play on pretty much
any rap. No, I agree with you that there's I agree with you, but I'm trying to connect the message, the messenger, and the integrity of the message.
Okay.
Because what I'm saying is, when you go and call out Meek Mill, Rick Ross, and these guys, I want to know what they have said that lends to your argument.
Right.
You know, because for me, it's like, they're not saying smoking on such and such. So I don't know if that applies to them. I'm not denying that the culture has a level of that in it, and it needs to be addressed. That's 100% fact. I'm saying it does. I don't know if it lives in where you're attacking, which is the mainstream industry. I don't know if it lives there.
Well, at this point, the convo with me and those three brothers, that was a few months ago. I'm honestly, like, tired of people framing that convo as if I have a personal issue with any of them brothers, because I absolutely don't. And I mean that from a sincere place.
If you affect someone's business, do you not understand how they can be an issue?
Bro, me and Jim Jones been texting with each other. It's all love at this point.
No, but I'm saying, shout out to Jimmy. Right. I'm saying, for future reference, do you understand that affecting someone's business is an issue?
So, do I understand that that's an issue?
Yeah.
Of course I
can. You can't. I don't care how much you are righteous. You can't make that not an issue. If I say, damn, home just fucking with my business. Talking about I shouldn't be talking about what I'm talking about. Like, people can take it that way. And what I saw Jim Jones highly upset when he responded. So it seemed like, damn, bro, you don't know what I'm going through. Like, how you gonna just?
Yeah. So, I feel you. Well, hopefully this interview, you know what I mean, because of who's tuning into you,
right?
Which I really respect. And me and you building off camera, right. I'm like, oh, this is a blessing from God that we gonna have this type of convo, because I don't want my heart to be misconstrued.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I actually don't think that it is misconstrued. I know people that I'm one call away from all them.
Yeah.
And I'm on the line directly with Jim at this point, but one call away from them brothers. And I look forward to it because I am putting morals over money. And anybody that's not putting morals over money, then we have become victims to what this industry wants to turn us into, which is saying, man, we just gonna get them some crumbs, you know, get them some popularity, get them some bread, and incentivize them to participate in glorifying the lowest level of who they really are. Because it's crazy that we don't see the smoke and mirrors, that this industry does not care about us. The industry cares about profits over everything. Dame Dash always talks about culture vultures, right? And that is spot on, bro. There are real culture vultures. But then what do we call it when we are the ones at this point, not people from outside the culture that's sitting here trying to take advantage of us, but when we're the ones who know what's going on, we see the play, but we still participating in the play because it's like, man, it's just a business move. I'm just rapping.
Well, it's beneficial behavior, the same way you was quiet in that studio.
But what about when you're not an unknown local rapper that's 21 years old no more, and when you're a person that's up, you got millions upon millions upon millions, and you older now and you know better. All I'm saying is at that point, like, we got to do better. You know, in real life, brother, in real life, you know that, like, you get a more severe sentence and punishment if you did something intentionally. You know, there's a difference between first degree and second degree murder. So right. if you plotted on this and you knew what you was gonna do and you went out there and did that, that's way more severe than, oh, it just popped off in a moment. You ain't think it was gonna happen. It might have been self-defense, whoop de whoop. We're gonna give you that. We might give you manslaughter.
Right.
Apply that to the rap game. When you know better, at some point you gotta do better.
And but how do you do better becomes the question. And that's what I think we're viewing. Like, people do have ability to transition, and it takes time. We see Jay-Z, you know, as a case study of someone that used to rap about pure D drug dealing, and now he's in a scenario to say, yo, own land, see how the Jews did it, that's how you do it, and trying to put those messages in rap. But that is a high-level skill set. That's not just like going in and rapping Cat in the Hat. That is a different skill set to be able to take your trauma, extract the lessons from it, not glorify the trauma, but still speak on the lesson. Like, that's a different kind of skill set that I'm not sure that everyone has, brother.
You're not sure that everyone has it. Well, if you got the skill set to be able to glorify some stuff that you ain't do and lie about it, then you should have the skill set to be able to glorify the way you actually living. I'm asking that we just have integrity and tell the truth. That's it, bro. Like, that's it.
What if my truth is I see murders and somebody trying to kill me, then, and if I see them, I will kill them?
Then we need people to talk about. I have talked about, once again, got to put you on that D1. I have talked about my student getting murdered by another one of my students. You heard me? I have talked about my best friend getting murdered. I have talked about.
So what makes it different when you talk about murder and then they talk about murder?
Because when I am giving commentary on stuff that's going on around me, that's different from in first person saying that I am going to catch you here and kill you. I'm doing this. This is what me and my partners do. I'm about to pay a little young, one of my youngins to come and kill you. Da, da, da. That's different, bro. And kids are not dumb. So here's the other thing. If we want to play dumb as adults, we could do it and we could tap dance around this.
I'm trying to get you to give me specific. I'm trying to do the opposite of playing dumb and say it head on that this is a song that struck me, that got me.
All right, check this out. Let's do it like this. I asked you your top five. You said Lil Baby. I don't know why you ain't put D1 in there, but we'll get to that. I'm about to spit for you in a second.
Yes,
maybe facts, I'll get on that list.
For sure.
I give you my top five. This is my unadulterated. I'm not fronting for the cameras. You know,
Future's in my top five too.
Future's in your top five.
Future's in my top five. We'll get to Future because I'm sure you got some things to.
I was just going, you know, I'm about to turn it on you. Like, oh, okay. Oh, really? So you aware of the interview Nicki Minaj did with Joe Budden? To where she said she was in the in the studio.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Deal with Future, and she was mad at him because Future looked at her and said, "Nicki, it's crazy that people think I do all these hard drugs and everything just because I be rapping about, you know, doing them, but in real life I'm a lightweight, I don't do that stuff." And Nicki was like, "Yo," I'm paraphrasing, "yo, like, basically that's messed up, bro, and you should be ashamed of yourself, because a lot of people are thinking that you do this and they have started doing drugs because of that." You ain't hear what Juice WRLD said? Juice WRLD died of a, you know how Juice WRLD died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ain't get shot.
Overdose. Yeah.
You know who he said inspired him to start doing drugs? Go ahead. So you Future. Just, there you go.
But he, here's go. The, and let's deal with these separately.
And it's different if it's like, but if Future is like, "Yo, but I'm really living like that." But Future is telling
Well, let's
Minaj,
deal.
I'm
let's
not.
Deal with them separately, because again, context is important. Where I come from, and I'm not belling Future out by any means, but I want to understand and give and just give some commentary as to what could be happening in this scenario.
All right.
When we deal with Nicki Minaj, number one, as a dude, and me and Nicki Minaj are not dating or not nothing.
She married. Y'all better not be dating.
Yeah. So so what I look like telling her I'm on all these drugs, if I am on them. It's my job to tell her, I don't really get out like that. Like, nah, them niggas tripping. I don't really get on like that.
Come on, Loon, brother.
Bro, you gonna tell me that niggas ain't saying that to women?
Come on, bro. But like you said, if they not dating, and then it's like, also, this is my friend. This is my collaborator. We're in the studio.
So why she wanna know my business that I'm strung out on Lord tabs and shit? I ain't telling her that. If I'm strung out on lean and all this, this Nicki Minaj, I ain't telling her that. Nah, I don't get on like that. I really don't get on like it, baby. It ain't really like that. Like, how y'all know it ain't that?
But why would you not want to tell a person in a one-on-one setting when you're telling millions of people in your music that that's what you do?
Well, because, I don't know. That's a good question.
There we go. Oh, a point for D1. That's a good question. If y'all keep a score at home.
That's a good question. But if that's, I could say that if you're putting it in your music and you don't want to, because, I mean, that's a good one. He stomped me with that one, Future.
I got another one for, oh, and by the way, shout out to Future. My man Orlando used to manage Future, and Orlando used to manage me. Like, one time I went to a car show in Shreveport and opened up for Future at the concert. We never have built one-on-one. But what I'm not finna do, brother, and I hope that you'll be on my team when I say this, is in this dark world where people love, I love T.I.'s song, My Life, Your Entertainment. I think that was on his Paper Trail album.
Right.
And just that title, I love it because I see it now that I'm not finna let this world that just simply wants to be entertained by who beefing with who and who got locked up today and who got shot. I'm not finna let them cast me off as, oh, he's the rapper hater at all. When I'm a dude who out here writing children's books, right. You heard me? David found his slingshot, anti-bullying hip-hop children's book. This is a hip-hop book, but it's a true story about me being a kindergartner getting bullied in New Orleans, how I overcame that by tapping into my God-given gifts.
Here's a question.
What's up?
If Meek Mill went on an interview tomorrow and said, D1, I know you got your children's book, but we can do better, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you rapping and shit. You shouldn't even be doing the rap thing. That's the devil playground. We can do better. Spend all your time on writing books. Spend all your time in those schools, in those communities. Get out of this club. It's like a nigga in the club with the Bible, right? You respect that, and you got a lot of respect for that. But, brother, it might be the wrong place to be in here.
That's exactly where I need to be, man. What you mean?
Tell me why.
Why? Because in Mark chapter 2, verse 13, it says, Jesus calls Levi, a.k.a. Matthew. Then Jesus went out to the lake shore again, you heard me? And he taught the crowds that were coming to him. As he walked along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at his tax collector's booth. Follow me and be my disciple. That's what he told Levi. Jesus said to him. So Levi got up and followed him. Later, Levi invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with buku tax collectors and other disreputable sinners, a.k.a. what you might think is going on in the club, right? There were many people of this kind amongst Jesus' followers. But when the teachers of religious law saw who the Pharisees were and they saw him eating with tax collectors and other sinners, they asked his disciples, why does he eat with such scum and people like that? When Jesus heard this, he told them, healthy people don't need a doctor, Loon. Sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners. That's why I need to be in the club with it. That's why I need to be a rapper.
But that's Jesus. You ain't Jesus, man.
That's who I'm striving to be like, though. What you think this bracelet stand for?
Yeah, no.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, we do want to adopt the teachings and things like that, but to put D1 in that place is a stretch for me.
Okay, because why? Because you know, and like, boy, you just D1. You just the dude who I just.
Right. Now, what do you say? Right.
But do we all not have the Spirit of God in us?
Yes.
So with that being said, we are supposed to be working to let the Spirit of God overtake and out wrestle the spirit of the world.
But you know, this is what becomes, I won't say unfair, but this is what becomes interesting when someone has to go against you. What would you say to people who say you weaponize the word?
That I weaponize the word? It would be different if I was like, I'm not going to associate with people because I feel like I'm better than them. Man, I got the opposite happening to me, Loon. I got the church asking me why I'm doing your show. You heard me? So
Anybody that sound weaponizing the word, man, you just did a Wikipedia search. You clearly don't know nothing about D1 being on tour with Young Dro and Killer Mike. D1 collaborating with Starlito, with Juvenile, with Manny Fresh, with Big Crit, with Lupe Fiasco, and got the other Christians, you heard me, looking at me like, man, what he doing? He trying to fit in? Or he just trying to? And that's the thing, dog. It's like, God, man, I shouldn't be doing nothing else with my life except what I'm doing right now, because I see a light that I have. I see an industry where there's so much potential, but there's also a lot of darkness in the industry. Not because we dark people, but because the industry inherently is dark, man. A dude tried to get me to do, I said this in the interview, do some homosexual stuff before to be my manager.
What?
Yes. Yes. This, but once again, this when I'm a local dude that's begging for somebody to put me on. Not realizing that, man, I go through God, I don't go through gatekeepers.
So that's what I mean. So clearly you were in a position where you I won't say desperate, but you wanted in.
Yeah, close to being desperate. Yeah, you I want in. I want in.
Yeah.
What I gotta do.
Yeah. So that's why you would get pushback from someone like a Joe Budden that'll say, yo, seem like he's clout chasing.
And that's the part where I'm like, and once again, Lou, help me, bro. Help me, because you do this. Like, are we in a space nowadays to where can you say somebody's name in an interview without it all of a sudden seeming like, well, since you said this person's name, that means that you got an issue with them?
I can't. I'm going to say what I want to say and what go with that. Because what happens is you can't control the internet, let them think what they want. That's, I stand firm and think about what I'm saying. I give it to you and I leave it there.
That's a bet. That's a bet. And I'm just saying that because.
Yeah. It's ugly out there, though.
Yeah, bro. It's ugly, bro. So since you brought up Joe Budden's name, once again, I feel like I got to clarify everything and say, just for the record.
And Joe, I won't do that. I respect you doing that because people, I know when someone sees this clip or interview, you don't want it to be perceived that way. But what I would tell you is, if they're coming with that notion, nothing you can say can change that notion.
Okay, thank
you. Defending yourself just by responding or defending yourself places you in that uncomfortable situation.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I needed that. Yeah. I needed to hear that from you. So now I feel comfortable saying this. When Joe Budden first brought my name up on his podcast, they called me a podcaster from New Orleans, right? Who's clout chasing and trying to get on by naming other rappers. That's no journalistic integrity. That is like, man, that's you just exposed yourself. You heard me? No journalistic integrity to see that this man got 11 albums out. This man toured with and performed with people who you call some of the goats of the rap game. He got them on his songs. You know what I'm saying? Going ball for ball with them on his songs. Like, not seeing this, that all these people around you who you know in the industry, these people know me. Not seeing that I'm actually a fan of you when you was rapping. But to try to cast it off as this a clout chaser because I ain't heard of him and he named other people's name. Not realizing, bro, I done named way bigger people before. My first song was called.
But does that make his argument?
Does that makes,
that you've been naming people?
No, it makes his argument invalid to say that I am simply clout chasing, to not know, man, this dude got a well-documented story of being a middle school teacher.
That's a real journey he's on.
A real journey he's
been
on.
But you can throw clout chasing into the journey. Like, I'm not going to act like that you can't throw clout chasing
in. That it can't be a part of it.
Yeah,
right.
It can be a part of it.
So it's a difference between it being a part of your journey and being indicative of your character.
Yeah.
That's all y'all got to say about me, man. When you bring me up, man, like seriously, when everybody on your show around you, and I love that. Shout out to Ish, shout out to Melissa, shout out to everybody who was like, nah, this ain't clout chasing.
See, this happens with them, right? When up on Joe Budden, I think if you're not from up, something's weird going on where they downplay anybody. Like, I came in, helped me clean $1 million up as soon as I came in the game. And so when they first mentioned me, it's like, oh, some dude that nobody knows. It's like, did y'all do know who I am, don't you?
Oh, they talked about you?
Yeah, I'm like, y'all cannot have did any research to say that I'm just some guy. I mean, this was before now they say my name or whatever, but there was a time where they just downplay anybody but them. And that's a weird energy for me. Men deal with information, not emotion. And that's clearly emotional because you don't know who someone is to say they're a nobody or they're a podcaster trying to get on. I don't really appreciate that.
Yeah. So I think the point I was making ultimately with that was, when we see what's going on, we have to ask ourselves, the consumer. Oh, back to my college class.
How did you and Joe get into it? That's what you was talking about.
He brought my name up on his podcast.
Oh, about the Jim Jones Meek Mill thing.
Yeah, he brought my name up on his podcast. So then he brought my name up, and with that being said, I simply responded. I responded. Once I responded, bro, I got hundreds of thousands of fans over this country. Yeah. Bro, I've been touring for the last 14 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when I do a public post responding to how he tried to reference me and cast me down as he's just some random little clout chasing dude, my fans went in, and that tickled him. Well, he ain't like to be tickled.
Yeah,
that got him. So now, bring my name up again, episode number 2. Bring it up. And get all of your fans out of my comments. And your Christian rap fans and your Christians, get them out of my comments, da da da. Your Christian army this and all your mad. Uh-oh. It's like, why are you so bothered, my brother? Like, and then his people on the show was like, Joe, you know you brought D1's name up, right? Like D1 wasn't even talking to you, right? I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Da da da. Get him away from me. Cool.
Yeah, he plays you with this, I don't want nothing to do with this, little bitty boy type energy.
He's a nuisance, yeah, and he's trying to get on by saying my name now. Yeah. Now he's throwing me into the mix. Yeah. I'm going to keep it humble right now. I'm going to keep it humble on a lot of levels. On a lot of levels where, I'm going to keep it humble. With that being said, I responded again, because what's not going to happen is I'm not going to get bullied by someone who feels like, well, I have a bigger platform than you. I am just going to talk down on you. Man, I literally got a book that's about not getting bullied and how to overcome it, right? I wrote this for kids. This is a children's book, bro, that's teaching them how to interact with one another, even though they may have differences. Me and this dude on the cover who used to bully me, man, all these years later, we best friends, bro. You know what I mean? We best friends. So that's why I'm looking forward to, dog, I can't wait to hug Joe Budden, bro. I can't wait to dap him off and tell him, bro, my favorite song from you is Follow My Lead and da-da-da.
Why do you want to hug these dudes, man?
Because, bro.
Teach me this, because I don't have this. Don't have this.
There we go, brother. Thank you. Thank you for your humility, because you got some life experiences I don't have.
Right.
And I got a worldview and probably some experiences you don't have. So because I'm not striving to be like my favorite rapper or be like who got the most money in the culture, I'm striving to be like Jesus Christ. Because of that, I'm looking at a man who watched them sit here and lie on him and crucify him and hang him on the cross. And when he hanging loon, he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Man, I got goosebumps right now saying that, bro. That's the type of example to where in the word, it calls us to pray for and love our enemies. It calls us to help those in need. It calls us to turn the other cheek. And turning the other cheek don't mean that you ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? But turning the other cheek is just like, man, if I'm asking for forgiveness from God constantly, then who am I to tell somebody that I can't forgive them? So when I see things in the culture that's contrary to the kingdom culture, I'm just like, which one I'm choosing, kingdom culture or rap culture? Man, I love rap culture, but I got to roll with this. So that's why amidst all this, I have seen myself as a symbol for how other people can handle stuff in a way where it's like, you're not going to bully me. I'm not finna back down, but I'm going to show you all how we can come full circle to where I do want to dab Joe Budden off and sit down here. Oh, and at one time, you know, he thought this is all a ploy so this dude could get on my show or whatever. Man, I ain't got to come on your show. Waka Flocka, you heard me? Shout out to Waka, my brother Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka put an Instagram post up and was like, Joe, you tripping at this point. Like, you need to just bring D on the show and y'all need to talk it out, da-da-da. Like, but.
See, that's when he, and I'm going to be honest, when he hear you say that, right, that's when I say fuck, because when I went on Brilliant Idiots and said what I said about academics, Andrew Show said, man, can I put you on the phone with that? Can I get you guys in a room? Can I get you guys to talk? Charlamagne is my brother. I can get Charlamagne to get him somewhere if I need him, right? Like, they was like, yo, man, can we get y'all in a room? Like, no, it's what for what?
You said no?
For what?
Because you're a street dude.
Yeah, and then the ideologies, bro, is just like, no, I'm busy saving lives of dudes that think my way of thinking. I don't have time to try to wrestle with a grown man to make him think different. I'll put some game next to the lame shit they're doing, right? And keep it moving. So what I would say to you is that, what do you say to people who say D1 is doing a lot of self-serving things? Because if you have an issue with what the rap culture is doing, give the solution to the rap culture, not to the individuals. Like, I need to meet with Meek, or I need to meet with Ross, or I need to meet with Joe. Because when I think Joe hears that part, that's what says clout chasing to him. When it's like, yo, Joe said it, said it, said it, said it, but we should just talk it out. Oh, I can't wait to see them gentlemen and for us to have a dinner. Because that's what you said at the end of that, is that like,
I would love to sit down with y'all.
For what?
Bro, because communication is the key to
You're
growth.
Communicating. You in public. So, hey, listen, if I say, listen, the building down there on fire, like, instead of stopping and getting some water or telling them, send the ambulance down to somebody dead, or sending resources, or sending a plan of action, you know, marching orders, I don't want to say, yo, send them people to come talk to me. Because talking to me does what for those kids that still listening to that music?
It does a lot when I can shift your mindset because of a conversation. And I'm not talking about me shifting the artist's mindset. I'm talking about as a human being, like, neither one of us is going to be the same after this convo.
Right.
Because now our textures have overlapped. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be big or small, there's going to be a difference because of what we've been exposed to. So my thing is, like, when we're relying upon, man, well, this another person, and because our paths ain't naturally crossed, then we just not, because we on two different types of time, maybe, we just not supposed to ever communicate. It's like, nah, man, you know what this culture suffer from the most, which is yes men. It suffer from people that's around somebody that's thinking, I don't agree with what this person doing, but they paying me.
And beneficial behavior.
Beneficial behavior. And who better to be able to talk than two people who don't need each other? That's why this convo is doing what it's doing right now.
Right.
You a boss without me. You heard me? I'm a made man without
Facts.
You. You feel me?
Facts.
But when we come together and we like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
We have no, like, I don't have to agree with everything you
say.
Yeah,
but if you affect my business, we can't do this. Right? If you come out on the platform and say something about me that deters any one person from viewing my stuff or looking at it away, that severs our relationship because we're in a business.
And I think that's a street mentality. I think that a kingdom mentality is, you know what? It took for this to happen to maybe open my eyes up to something that I wouldn't have received.
You don't understand certain things. Have you ever sold drugs?
No. Yeah, right. Yeah, I sold drugs.
No, I mean, like, really.
Yeah, I sold drugs. Well, I'm a rapper, so I get to lie like
that. I'm talking about, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, so have you been close enough to drug selling, though?
No, I've been close enough to drug selling, brother. Yes.
Like, in real, like, don't stop trolling.
No, I'm not trolling.
Okay, cool. I don't know where you're trolling. Okay.
No, man, my college roommate started selling drugs.
Okay.
You feel me? When we first got to LSU, and yeah,
how close would you say you've been to the streets?
To the streets?
Not to teaching the kid. I'm talking about you yourself waking up in the morning, like, I'm doing, maybe going to a trap house, or I live in the trap house, or I live in the ghetto.
So I live in the Goose, you hear me? I'm from the Goose in New Orleans. That's a part of the East, you hear me? Anybody who knows and understands New Orleans East, currently it's a war zone. But unfortunately, even when I was growing up, it was like, oh, that's Mr. Lloyd House across the street. And right next door to it, that's a well-known, that's before it was even called the Trap. In New Orleans, we wasn't calling it the Trap. That's a crack house.
Right.
That's well-known.
And I'm plugged in New Orleans, too. So,
word.
Yeah, I got a lot of people.
So the East, the Gooch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like all this is well-known. So me being in proximity to this stuff, I didn't grow up in no gated community, man. You feel me?
Yeah, but if you ain't hustle, it's a difference. You don't really know the texture of what a person's been through. Right, like if you ain't had to feed Joe, you said you had great parents.
Yeah.
Right, if you ain't had to go outdoors and say, we ain't really ate in 5 days. And the big homie right there got a pack. And I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they hiring up. All I gotta do is go file the application. But the big homie willing to give me something. Now I'm hustling.
Now I'm in the car with him every day by way of feeding my family. Mm-hmm. Not because I want to ride and do dumb shit, but the big homie got a pack. He might be into some beef, but I end up in the car because mom and him.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ain't eight in 4 days. Mm-hmm. This turns into a lifestyle. Now I pick up some of the habits, right? So I'm saying that sometimes the environment projects behaviors on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so when these rappers are talking like some of these things, I take it to be some of that.
Yeah, you know? No, I do too, bro. I do too.
Except, and I want to know how much you understand of it to say that, man, bro, yeah, it's glorification or narration.
Yeah, oh no, I understand it to the fullest, bro. I understand it. I've seen it from all angles, from the people who had no other option.
So tell me, because I'm big time dope boy, mm-hmm, in this town.
All right.
Talk to me about the drug game and your understanding. So I can know, for me and the trap niggas that's looking, to say when D1 talk to you rap niggas, pay attention, because he ain't talking like a dude that don't know what it's like to, and mom ain't ate, right, to have to feed their family, to have to share the stove with somebody that killed their brother, and had a kind of level head to duck and dodge all day, like just all of this beefing and problems and turmoil that you go through as you try to make money. That's what I'm saying.
Bro, you're describing my whole upbringing, bro.
Okay.
And you're talking to the dude that was equivalent to, like, how Kendrick said, good kid, mad city.
Mm.
I was the dude who is like, you growing up around all this, and you literally see the fruit of that lifestyle in what happened to your best friend and what route he took with his life. What happened to a lot of the dudes you played at Digby Park with, you heard me, play park ball with. What happened to a lot of these people who just grew up on your same block, but how did it turn out different from you? So I recognized that I was an anomaly from early on. Like, dang, this is crazy to me that I gotta go to school 30 minutes away from my crib, all the way to the other side of the town. I'm not going to the school that's 2 blocks from my house and 3 blocks from my house because my parents recognize we're going to camp out.
See, even that privilege, that's privilege.
I recognize.
So that's what I'm saying. That's even just that.
Right.
Provides a disconnect. But even that is privilege, to be able for your mother and father to choose, bro, where I grew up at. You don't even got that. They don't even got a car. The mother, they ain't had a car in generations.
Yeah.
So everybody's walking to school. You don't have a choice to say, yo, man, damn, it's better over there. So go over there.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm saying,
you ain't been to the real hood, bro.
Who?
You.
Tripping, man.
You ain't been to the real hood.
You tripping.
You ain't, bro, you have not been to the real hood. Everything you describing.
You talking about Africa and all that?
Everything you describing, bro, you talking about this. Bro, at 13 years old, I went to Ghana.
I knew you was talking about that, yeah.
You ain't do that, though.
No, not at 13.
So because you ain't do that, you ain't see what I seen to where I'm thinking.
But you wasn't a part of it.
Because the lights was off some days, you heard me? At my crib, the lights was off some days. Sometimes we had to eat mayonnaise sandwiches, all that type of stuff, you heard me? Yeah. Cool. Oh, we ain't got it. I can't get the jabos like all my friends, like da da da. All right, cool.
See, that's lightweight shit. That ain't the environment that's birthing these rappers and that mentality that you condemn.
But though, that mentality, bro, that's something to where I done seen worse, and I done seen people with a better mentality. And it's because that mentality,
that's true,
wasn't something that was glorified or put on a pedestal. Nowadays, hip hop culture has made it to where, as a black person, I teach students in class who are like, Professor D1, I'm a black person, I'm not really from the trenches, but I listen to a lot of that music because I don't feel like I'm real, quote unquote. I feel like my black card will get revoked if I'm not at least listening to or in proximity to this culture of drugs, violence, and all this type of behavior.
You can give me that water.
And that's crazy that has become like, this whole concept of black card revoked, bro.
Yeah.
And black card revoked.
Yeah, especially for some of that dumb shit.
Come on, man. So that's what I'm saying.
And
bro,
I want you to know, too, and people watching, for whatever reason, if they're new here, I'm also someone that's critical of rappers, right? But from a different perspective. I tell what them to be more resourceful, be more forthcoming with information, be more interested in information, because I believe rappers, and this is my gripe with them, and I don't have any interest to rap, right? I can probably go get a deal right now with P, that's my brother. I can probably say, yo, I wanna put an album out. Coach K and them will give me a deal today. Baby, my brother, I can probably, right? But I don't fuck with rap, I don't wanna rap. So I have no incentive on speaking of these things, right? I tell them, a lot of rappers will spend their entire career chasing a lifestyle and not make no money. So I want them to be in the moment, strike while the iron is hot, put more irons in the fire, get information from the label when they're hot, maybe even threaten a stoppage of work if the contracts ain't right. Like, get what you can really get from it. Don't look back in 15 years and say, they took all my money. I also want the guys around the rappers to be more resourceful, because I see the culture has a market for people that's hustling pictures. And when I say pictures, it's like, I just run into D1, take a picture, run into T.I., take a picture, run into this. And I got a bunch of pictures on Instagram and actually are hustling off that, like getting, selling courses, whatever they're doing, but making money and cachet from that. So I want the friends around rap dudes to not be so cool to where they're not resourceful to the operation, right? I'm picking that shit like that.
Yeah.
Stay away from the streets, right? Yeah. But, you know.
Boosie said something dope in the interview. In regards to, man, if you're going to be around me, add to the opportunities that I'm already getting. Much of this stuff is incoming. It's already coming my way. But if you're going to be around me and now you're an extra expense, it'll help if you're adding value. Because if not, you're just taking off of my plate that was already going
to
be my plate.
And the rappers, what I tend to find is, because coming from my environment, that's what I'm saying, bro. I give leeway to it. So much trauma, bro. It's so much. Like now you see me by myself. It's because I'm a cold, hard drug dealer. Right? And I hate to say that. My mother hates to hear me say that now because I'm successful. But I had to tell my mama I'm leaving the light on for them dudes behind me. I'm just letting them know you can escape that. I'm leaving the light on. I'm leaving marching orders to say you don't got to keep hustling, bro. Because right. I was there too thinking, what do you do with the money? I literally got the money, yeah. But what do I do? Right? Now, I'm saying that you see me right here today, every rap dude, everyone in the industry right now tell you, every time I saw Loon, he would buy himself. Mm-hmm. And I know Loon got 6-7 figure deals everywhere. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I'm dealing with the trauma and I'm a nigga that read books all day. All day I listen to books. And I can't shake it to have 6 or 7 people around me helping me set. I don't got no business in here sweating, putting the camera in the light, and I don't got no business doing that. But that's my trauma still on my back. You dig? And so these rap guys are dealing with the same level, or if not worse, because they're dealing with a lot of money. So if they're, in my opinion, a lot of times I think they're the mascot of the team, right? Again, some people would try to call them fake and act like they ain't in the streets at all. I'ma say that they're the mascot of the team, meaning they're not in the game, but they're close enough to it to see who, how to score, how to dunk. They seeing what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
And so those guys right there don't, they don't have the direction or the leadership of the guys on the court. This is why I was upset with academics, or not upset, this is why I had the stuff to say about academics, is because I believe with commentary, the same way I'm sure you do, you can push people and change people's direction. Mm. So I would believe that some of the commentary and the drama farming coming from my culture pushes some of these mascots on the court. And then they do something like snitch.
There you go.
And then you say, well, damn, he don't know not to snitch because he ain't really a part of the culture.
Either they snitch or they catch a case right. that they wasn't. They wasn't prepared to catch that, but they felt like they had to live up to it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely, bro. So I'm just trying to help get us off the plantation, man. And the plantation looks like us being so desperate for validation that we sit here and say our form of communication, which is rapping and consuming rap, is something that's going to lead to our degradation. You feel me? That's it.
Tell me. Your, cause you went through a level of desperation.
Yeah.
Tell me what makes yours different than what the coach is in right now.
Thanks for watching this clip from It's Up There podcast to see the rest of the interview. Click one of the boxes on the screen. Also join Discord and Patreon to be in our community.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.